Hey friends, I'm doing something I haven't done in a really long time, which is record on my phone and my headphones. So if there's like popping or anything like that, I'm really sorry. I mean, it still happens and I have a good mic and, you know, I've been recording for a while now. So, for reference, I just posted, actually I didn't just post, it's been a couple hours since I posted, Forgive Me Father for I've Sinned. But what I didn't realize when I posted it, was that that was going to be my last audio of 2018. And kind of because of, this one comment that, the user, you know, I'm Black Right, said, I hope the rest of your year is awesome and thank you so much for making so many of us feel good throughout 2018. And I hit me then that that's it. Like this year is over. And that's really wild. I've been looking through my post history, and like, I know I haven't really done that much, you know, the past like year. I mean, like I was doing a bunch and posting a lot, like a while ago, you know, I was able to be really, really consistent. But then treatment happened. So, you know, obviously, like, I was not going to be around as much, and now that I'm out, college has started, and I'm, like, trying to equalize with that, and I'm trying to figure out a new place to be, and, you know, there are a lot of really wild things that are happening in my life. Next semester, I have a really different schedule, so I'll have a lot more time to, be recording and posting, and I've been, like, I'll like start by saying I think 2019 is going to be a really good year for me, and for GWA and for streaming and, you know, for all of the things that I kind of do in the background. And, I'll kind of explain why I think that's the truth in a second, if I can remember to get around to it. If you've listened to a couple of these like behind the scenes rambles before, you know, I'm kind of tangentially, bound or driven, I guess. I just kind of tangent a lot. So you might hear me typing in the background. It's just, it's just stuff from, my Discord. But yeah. So, basically, I just really wanted to say thank you, to everyone who stuck around. I haven't done, like, a thank you audio in a little bit, but we passed, oh man, it's just really wild to look at. Right now I have 1,771 subscribers to my personal subreddit, as well as, 1,321 followers on my profile. You know, that's kind of insane to me. You know, you guys are just really, really amazing, and I'm surprised so many people stuck around throughout all of this. Like, it's really been a long year, because I went into treatment on, I think it was the 20th of January, so 20th of January, or something around there, to, like, the, you know, like, 20th of, July, like, I was gone, and then I started school, like, less than a month later, so, it's been incredibly hectic, and I haven't been posting that much, and it's not as consistent as I'd like, and, you know, I keep saying I'm going to try to be more consistent, and, like, that hasn't happened because life has gotten in the way, but, so many of you have stuck around and continued to private message me, have continued to comment and upvote when I do post. Some of you have migrated over to my Patreon, which is actually the coolest shit ever. I've made some amazing, amazing friends, and have met some people that are, like, just really important to me. So that's awesome. And some of you have followed me over onto Twitch, where I live stream when I can. And I'm gonna have a more consistent schedule in 2019, but, you know, I'm not gonna, like, repeat that point a trillion and two times, because, so, like, you know, to have that kind of support, it really shows me that the people who listen are gonna continue to listen. And, you know, it doesn't really matter what I do, as long as, you know, like, within, you know, the boundaries of being a good person, right? It's just really incredibly rewarding and cool for me to see that. And as I said before, to kind of get back to what I was saying, like 2019 is going to see me doing a lot of new things. I have been writing my ass off. I'm trying to, basically the goal for 2019 is to, and this is ambitious, so don't quote me on this, but I am going to be trying. The goal is to kind of to write like the vast majority of the scripts that I'm going to be doing. I think I've proven to myself that I can pretty successfully do GWA with other people's scripts. And that's awesome. And that's cool. And I'm super thankful to have all of the opportunities that I've had. But there's kind of a side of myself I've been neglecting. Not to say that I'm about to come out with FDOM. Y'all know how I feel about FDOM. But I have been. I've always been a writer. I've always been someone who enjoys character building and all of this kind of stuff, and you know that kind of leaks into like sorry for all the yawns. It's late where I am. You know I've always liked doing that in like you know D&D and anything role play oriented, and I've always written about a lot of my characters. And so some stuff happened with my private writer, or who was my private writer. It's a more complicated situation than it was before. And it just kind of made me realize that as much as, you know, it's good to have other writers and to get other writers' perspectives, there's like this whole side of myself I've been ignoring. There's this opportunity to write for myself that I just haven't been taking. And it just made me realize that if I want an idea done, I should do it myself. I can do it, and I can write for myself, and it can be amazing and great. And so I've been working on scripts that mean a lot to me and are super creative and different, and I don't think you'll find a lot of content on GWA like it. So I just cannot wait to share with you guys because I've been working so hard on I have four scripts written right now. And more in progress. I have like four different drafts I'm about to get started on. But it's filled me with like this renewed kind of passion for GWA. It's given me a lot more ideas, and I've had so much encouragement from the people around me to do what I feel is right for myself on GWA. And like, I'm just super thankful for the people in my Patreon. I'm super thankful for everybody to kind of say, yeah, Lavin, this is a good idea. You are good at writing. You can do this. So, 2019, I'm going to try to be posting at least one of my scripts a month, or posting a recording of one of my scripts per month, with maybe like a preview or something up on my Patreon of like a small recording of like a demo of the script, essentially. So I'll be doing that. And I'm gonna try to be more consistent generally with Patreon. There's like, I don't know, there are a bunch of things that I need to like sort out a schedule for, and once next semester starts, I'm taking a majority of online classes, so I'll kind of be designating my own hours, which means I can figure out when I want to work and when I think it's time to record and when it's time to write, so everything's gonna be able to like actually function well. And I'm figuring out my living situation for next year. I think I'm moving in with a friend of mine, and we're splitting an apartment, and she knows about GWA, so she's gonna be super respectful of me recording, and then I won't have to like keep myself quiet and feel weird about having dorm like hall mates and stuff. So that'll really change like how much I'm able to record in a given week. So as I said, I feel like 2019 is going to be a really, really good year for me. And I'm just really excited to like share that with you guys. I really hope you guys are going to like what I'm doing. I don't know. I'm really terrified of sharing my own writing and kind of, you know, putting my stuff out there. But I think it's going to be a really good step for me. I'm gonna be continuing to like stream. And obviously, I think I'll probably still do a couple script fills from other authors. But the goal is to kind of be more of my own writer, to be more of my own person, and share with you guys the world building and character building that I like to do so much outside of my NSFW stuff. Oh, and I'm starting to try to do more safer work stuff as well. So look forward to that. There's just a lot. This audio, I should have come in with like a checklist of things to talk about, because I've just kind of rambled all over the place. But this will be the last audio of 2018, and I really, 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 really look forward to next year and all that next year brings. And I hope all of you are still going to be here, and I hope we gain more people, and I can share this artistic vision I kind of have with the world, or not with the world, my little corner of it. To those of you on my sub, I really, really hope you're having happy holidays, and a wonderful, wonderful new year, and know that I care about all of you incredibly deeply. And if you PM me, I'm gonna hold on to that and remember that. If you comment frequently, I'm gonna know you. Like, I just feel really close to the people who actually reach out when it comes to this kind of stuff, because you all are just really, really important people to me. You guys empower me in a way that I'm not really empowered otherwise. So, yeah, just I suck at ending audios. I suck at goodbyes. But yeah, check me out elsewhere if you want to, if you feel so inclined. I also have, here's like the like plug part of this, I guess. For as little as $1 on my Patreon, you can join my Discord. I'm hella active over there. And I talk to most people in private messages and stuff if you reach out. So that's a really cool way to support me and be like, hey, I'm excited for the stuff, especially because I'm going to be putting demos and stuff up on the Patreon. Anyway, that's my Patreon plug. I don't like plugging things, but there are rewards there, and I feel like you might like it. Anyway, that's that. I also have a PayPal if you just want to throw a tip my way and be like, hey, good job on this one thing, but I don't really feel like, doing a renewed thing constantly. That's also really cool. I also have a wish list if you feel like being like, hey, Lavin, here's a Christmas present. There you go. Cool. Nice audios this year. Whatever. Like, you can do that if you want. I don't like pushing for things. I also have Twitch. I'm not going to be streaming until the 12th of January, I believe, because I'll be in town and I don't have my PC. But I stream over there Tuesdays, Thursdays, Sundays when I'm on. And I do a bunch of stuff over there. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I should plug. Oh, Twitter. I'm active on Twitter. I am going to start posting whenever I'm going to be posting audios, and I post whenever I stream, and sometimes I post pictures of my cat, and I'm trying to be more active there too, but it's hard when I don't have a lot of people I'm tweeting to. I think that's all the garbage I have to plug. Keep in mind, I really don't like plugging things, and I'm sorry if any of that came off as forceful. I'm not like trying to swindle you guys out of money. I'm not trying to be like, hey, you should extra pay me. I'm just kind of like, if you want to, the option's there. Anyway, I'm rambling. I suck at goodbyes every single time. Point is, I love you guys. You're a great audience, and I appreciate the flower bed and all of the lavenderists and like everyone who exists out there and listens to me even once. If you throw me an upvote, I like feel it in my heart. You have a like tiny little place in my heart where you kind of affected me positively in one way or another. So yeah, I will, you guys will hear me again next year, and I'll catch you then. And again, you're all wonderful. Okay, happy holidays again. Bye.